Hello and welcome to Tooncast Beyond. This is episode 74.5. Yes, that's right, folks, 8.5. And happy Easter, everybody. We hope you're all having fun Easter egg hunts, eating ham and whatever the hell else you're supposed to eat on Easter. And
Chocolate
rabbits, whether they're the ears or the ass or whatever. As you heard, TV's Mr. Neil is joining me. Hello, sir.
Keep smiling.
Yes, keep smiling. Yes, we're here because we are. It's been a few years since I did an Easter episode. My buddy Peacock Crump Michael and I, a number of years ago in the original Tooncast Classic, we did It's the Easter Beagle, Charlie Brown. Because that was really the only Easter cartoon I really remembered at the time.
Yeah.
Until I remembered Easter Yeggs.
Yeah. Well, to be fair, there are a few different Easter cartoons. There was a Paws. Believe it or not, the Paws Easter coloring kits, mm-hmm. They had their own Easter special, and yeah, it's good that you didn't do an episode about that.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. Yes, this is a much better one.
Yes, go ahead.
No, I was just gonna. I just wanted to throw that in there because I know that there's a few other Easter cartoons, but not that many.
Yeah, I mean, obviously Halloween, Christmas are pretty much the two big ones. But Easter and Thanksgiving and even Valentine's Day, to a lesser extent, always gets the shaft on. Yeah. I mean, they start playing Christmas movies the day before Thanksgiving, so.
Yeah, it's pretty much Charlie Brown has all of the holidays covered. They even have an Arbor Day one.
Yeah.
And nobody else does them.
Yeah. Nope. So, Easter Yeggs, it's a 1947 Bugs Bunny and Elmer Fudd cartoon directed by Robert McKimson. The story was done by Warren Foster, obviously Mel Blanc and Arthur Q. Bryan, but obviously with Mel's deal, Arthur was not credited as Elmer. Carl Starling was on the music. Animation was done by Charles McKimson, which is Robert's brother, and a bunch of other people.
It's Easter Rabbit, hooray! Making life funny, hooray! Phooey, I'm glad I don't have to do this for a living. I am getting loony, toony, taxed in the head. This whole thing is goony, I should have stood in bed. Well, here's the joyous bunny's voice stop. Here's the Easter Rabbit, hooray! The happy Easter Rabbit. Here, kid, have an egg. I want an Easter egg, I want an Easter egg, I want an Easter egg, I want a boy.
Why, you little... Oof.
You! Cut it out, kid, somebody will get hurt. Probably me.
I love this. I remember a few years ago, I think it was a couple Easters ago, I put one image from this cartoon on Facebook, and I'm like, this is a way not to raise your children, folks. Because the one thing that always got me about this cartoon is when Bugs goes to the first house, the dead-end kid's house, and the dead-end kid is laying in that weird-looking crib thing, he's sucking on the barrel of a gun.
That is the best laugh in this whole cartoon. That always gets me.
I'm like, what the hell? Oh, my God. And so basically the premise of this, folks, if you haven't seen this, well, first of all, you've been living under a very large rock. Second of all...
Or you're a millennial, because they don't show these cartoons anymore.
Oh, damn, that's just wrong.
Take that, millennials.
You know, one of these days, the millennials are going to do some sort of, you know, Skynet uprising on us and kill us all.
That's why we need to bring back the Looney Tunes, because they need to laugh.
Yes.
They've had 15 or 20 laughless years.
Oh, God. What was the Bugs Bunny one where he starts laughing and he's like, laugh, clown, laugh! Oh, my God. Oh, I know what it was. It was him and Leo the Lion. He because they were at the circus and Bugs dressed up as a clown to... You know who I'm talking about, right? Right. Leo the Lion. Okay. So anyway, Easter eggs. The Easter Bunny every year gets some dumb rabbit to do his job for him because he's a lazy prick. It just so happens that it's Bugs this year that gets the job. And as I said before, first house he comes to is the dead-end kid's house. And
I want to be sick. I want to be sick. Oh, I want to know.
And I wasn't sure where this was going. I remember when I first saw, like, because, okay, most everyone knows, most of the Looney Tunes openings, it's sometimes, obviously it's always the Warner Brothers logo, but sometimes it's Bugs pulling it down or pushing it up or whatever. Very rarely do you see Elmer doing any of that stuff. It's usually Bugs, Daffy, or Porky that does any of that. Mm-hmm. And so at first, when he goes to the first house, I'm like, okay, where is this going? How is this going to be? And then he goes to the second house, and of course, the second house is Elmer's house. And yeah. Elmer must be making a lot of money off his hunting rabbits, because, wow, that house.
Yeah. And he shows up very late in the cartoon. It's like halfway through when we finally get Elmer.
Mm-hmm. Yep. But I love this. I think it's just so fun. It's morbidly fun, but it's fun.
And the kid's in it a lot less than I remembered. He's only in like two scenes. And
yep.
He shows up later in the cartoon where, you know, there's a gag about Bugs going from house to house and it keeps being Elmer. And then the one house, it's the kid. He's like, I want an Easter egg. I got an Easter egg.
Oh, no.
He's like, oh, no.
Yeah. And then the next house he goes to is Elmer's, and he opens the door. You know, it's that long shot. He opens the door, and Elmer's going to charge through. So he closes the door, and Elmer's head ends up going through the door. He paints his head. He's like, hey, kid. And kid comes in. I want an Easter egg. I want an Easter egg. I want an Easter egg. And he just starts beating on
him with a claw hammer.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, it's hard to watch.
It's just so hilarious. Oh, God.
And you know, a little bit of trivia here. The song that Bugs is singing throughout the episode is from a really old Bugs Bunny cartoon. I think it's called Harem Scarum or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
The please pass the ketchup. I should have stayed in bed and something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm touched in the head. Yeah, that's a really, really old song from one of the first Bugs Bunny cartoons. I don't even think he was officially Bugs yet.
Mm-hmm.
And it was still Egghead as the hunter.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a nice, nice little callback.
Yeah, absolutely. It really, really is. And it's just so, like, this is what cartoons are supposed to be like, folks. They're supposed to be fun. Mm-hmm. They're not supposed to be Bugs and Daffy living in a house together with the other Looney Tunes as their neighbors.
I hate when they get along and have like little domestic problems that, you know, this is not what the Looney Tunes are supposed to be. They're supposed to be beating each other over the head with a frying pan and stuff like that.
Yep, absolutely. And of course the end of this is,
that rabbit forgot to deliver another. He's such a passive aggressive prick. He's like, if you want something done right, you gotta do it yourself.
Yeah. And of course, Bugs lights the fuse. Because
it's a bomb that they never set up, but that's okay.
Yeah. And he lights the fuse and he looks right at the camera. Obviously, Looney Tunes came before Ferris Bueller, but, you know, it's the suspense that gets me. And he uses that line in all of his, not all the Bugs Bunny cartoons, but something. It's either the suspense that gets me, or it's the suspense that kills me, or he uses that in various other of his cartoons, and I love that he does that. I mean, that's like, you know, the whole gag of, like, if you go back to Baseball Bugs, you know, when the Gas House Gorillas are basically destroying the Teetotalers, and the scoreboard goes up and up and up and up and up, and then they just do kind of one-sided, isn't it? You know, you know, it's that kind of joke, and I just absolutely love that. And Oh, Looney Tunes, I love you. What else did you want to say about this one?
Just the style. Robert McKimson's style is very, I don't want to say weird, but it kind of is, just because it's not like the Chuck Jones Bugs, which is very svelte and tall. For some reason, the McKimson Bugs Bunny is like kind of doughy and fat. He's like a middle-aged Bugs Bunny. He's like having a midlife crisis.
Yeah,
looks like he's running around in sweat clothes.
Yeah,
and his beadier eyes too. I noticed the eyes are like much narrower.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, the animation model is a little different, but on the flip side of that, Elmer looks pretty much the same.
Yeah, it looks pretty much the same. You could tell it's a McKibson cartoon, even from Elmer's style, though.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I can't really explain why, because it's such a nuanced thing. But I can always tell when it's a McKibson cartoon. And the only one that always kind of throws me is Tex Avery, Frizz Freleng, because Frizz is like the most generic of them all.
Mm.
His is like the one that could almost be one and or could almost be the other, but I can't really. For some reason, I can't really place it, except for when what's his name? Yosemite Sam shows up, then you know it's a Frizz Freleng cartoon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, and I love all this stuff, and McKimson has some good ones, but he's not somebody that has. I don't want to say he's not somebody who has a lot of good ones, but he does have, because I know that a lot of people don't like his for a lot of reasons. And for some odd reason, I've had the Bugs Bunny cartoons, a lot of them, in my iTunes for years now. For some odd reason, this one is paired with Wabbit Twubble from Clampett. Hmm. I have no idea why.
Yeah, his Bugs Bunny cartoons are not my favorite, and his Daffy cartoons I don't like at all. His strength are the characters that he created, like the Barnyard crew, you know, Foghorn Leghorn and the dog, and Henry Hawk.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Henry Hawk. Yeah. Oh boy. Yeah, and I just there was a, I don't know, somebody somewhere on Facebook the other day. Shared. I saw. I don't know where I even saw this stupid thing. It's basically two cats on top of a fence that are walking past each other. Hi, Sam. Hi, Ralph. I'm like, only Looney Tunes fans will get this.
Morning, Sam. Morning,
yeah,
Ralph.
Yeah. You want to talk about some screwed up Looney Tunes cartoons? Most of the Sam and Ralph ones are.
There aren't that many, are there?
No.
I know there's at least two.
Yeah, there's at least two. But anyway, Easter Yeggs, I thoroughly enjoy it. It makes me laugh all the time. And all of the Bugs stuff really makes me laugh. And most of Daffy's does. And it doesn't really matter who's directing him. I think my favorite Daffy's are Robin Hood Daffy and Duck Amuck.
Oh, God, those are classics.
Yes, they are. Ladies and gentlemen,
actually, it's a buck and a quarter staff.
Yeah, it's a buck and a quarter staff. Yeah, just call me Friar Duck. Dodge, parry, thrust, spin.
Oh, my God.
God, it's so hilarious. So it seems, folks, we're going to be doing some Looney Tunes talking over the summer. So we just we just keep cracking ourselves up. Oh God! So happy Easter to everybody. Whether you celebrate the religious aspects of Easter or not, whether you just want, you know, all the candy from the White Rabbit or not, or whatever. Hope everybody has a happy Easter. Go watch Easter Yeggs. Make sure you laugh, because Looney Tunes are meant to make people laugh. Where can the people find you online, sir?
Decian.com and Facebook.com/raving.hipster.
Yeah. I am at TFGN Mike on Twitter. You can follow at Geekcast Radio on Twitter. Also, Geekcast Radio Network on Facebook. As always, go to the website, geekcastradio.com. Hopefully coming up next time around, I will have some more special guests, and we will be talking about Pixar's Inside Out, so that should be fun. And then after that, I think, is Big Hero 6? I think that's what's on the schedule? I don't remember. Anyway, beyond good, beyond evil, beyond your wildest imagination, we will catch you next time here inside Tooncast Beyond.
It's this suspense that gets me.